The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Welcome to another episode of The Anonymous Landlord, because this has got to go out on the podcast. I think it's a really important topic that we need to keep up to date on. So today I wanted to talk you through the proper way, the correct way for serving notice on tenants, evicting tenants with updated details for November 2020, because obviously we're in this whole pandemic, COVID-19 lockdown situation, and I want to make sure everybody's getting this bit right. Put simply, there are loads of landlords that are currently at risk or are having a lot of difficulty right now, or a lot of landlords who are also scared, quite scared, of what might happen in the future when tenants can't pay rent or they damage their properties or they need to evict a bad tenant, but they can't because there are so many restrictions right now. So I want to make sure everybody's getting this spot on and the process is done correctly. There's lots of little bits within the process that you need to make sure you're paying attention to. So I'm going to talk you through that entire process of serving notice, evicting tenants, and what can happen along the way, and also what you need to be aware of as you go. Now, I must point out that this is aimed at bad tenants. I don't mean this detrimentally to any good tenants who are just having difficulty. I've done the webinar, and I'm going to do another webinar for landlords in lockdown who have decent tenants who are just in difficulty and can't pay the rent. If you're a landlord, by the way, who's got good tenants that are just having difficulty paying rent, then drop me a message. I'll help you out separately with that. But this is all for bad tenants, and they know who they are. And this was spurred on, if you like, because I spoke to a landlord the other day who's just a regular, normal family man who used some of his equity in his house to buy a property investment just to provide a bit of security for his kids, for their futures. And then a little while down the line, the tenant quit their job, stopped paying rent, went into arrears, quite seriously in arrears. And then the tenant decided they were just going to see the whole process out and let the landlord get all the way through to the court process so that the tenant could be given a council property. Now, think what you want about that tenant, that's okay. But in this situation, the tenant was adamant, no, I'm not paying rent. I am going to keep getting into arrears. You'll have to come after me for it. It was pretty vile, if I'm honest with you. But what ended up happening with this landlord, like I say, just a regular bloke, he then couldn't pay the mortgage on his buy-to-let property, which is a shame because he bought it as an investment and it was supposed to be a good bit of security for him. But he also, after a small amount of time, was unable to pay for his own mortgage. And he started falling into arrears with his own normal mortgage in the house that he lives in with his family because he'd remortgaged to a higher amount to buy another property. So he was having real difficulty. He ended up losing his house and he had to sell his investment property. And I think he sold it at a lower price, which is such a shame, because especially because the tenant just didn't care. So for any landlords out there who are scared about what might happen in the future, if you need to evict a tenant that just won't pay the rent or is damaging the property, all those sort of things, I'm just going to talk you through that entire process. So first of all, you can use a Section 21 notice, and you can use that right now in normal circumstances for any reason, whether you're selling a property, you want to do a refurbishment, add value, you want to move into the property, or whatever, you want to move a tenant out, then you can, in normal situations, you can give 2 months' notice with a Section 21. Now, you can give that 2 months' notice after a fixed term. So if you've got a tenancy agreement for 12 months, you can give that notice 2 months before the end to expire after the end of the tenancy. Or you can give it during a periodic tenancy, which is basically where you are on a rolling basis and so on. Now, you do need to fill out something called a Form 6A. I've got one if you need it, or you can just download it from anywhere on the internet. Now, what that does is outlines all of the details of the notice you're giving. You can also give the tenant a letter with the same information on it, but you might as well use a Form 6A. That's the easiest way to do it. Now, the updated version of a Section 21 notice is that you can only give a minimum of 6 months' notice after August 29th. Basically, any notice period you're going to give to a tenant, if it's just to sell a property or do something like that, you've got to give 6 months' notice now. Now, here's a quick tip. You can still exchange on the sale of a property if you're selling and just give the exchange. Maybe the criteria is that you exchange and complete with vacant possession. And then that exchange to completion period of time sees out the notice period that you've given. Or if you are selling, you could sell to another landlord. So I, for an example, my company, we offer a landlord-to-landlord property sales service, as everybody's been told before. I couldn't think of a catchier name for it. Landlord-to-landlord property sales service. There it is. Now, a couple of things you need to know. You cannot serve a Section 21 notice if you are not fully 100% compliant. And that includes things like registering the deposit within 30 days of receipt of the deposit. I see that got wrong so many times. A lot of landlords think they just have to register it within 30 days of the tenancy. No, it's 30 days of receipt of the deposit. Has anyone got that wrong? Has anyone heard any stories of landlords that have got that bit wrong? I've heard it a few times. And all that happens, the judge just throws it out. Nope, not interested. Can't serve a Section 21 notice. You also have to have given the tenant your energy performance certificate, the gas safety certificate, and the government's how to rent guide. If you haven't given the tenant those things, you cannot serve a Section 21. If you do serve a Section 21, you're just wasting your time. It will get to court and the judge will say, nah, no can do. Or if you've had a council order in the last 6 months, then you can't serve a Section 21 notice. Now, if you're all right with all of that and you've done it all properly and compliantly, and by the way, there's so many little nitty gritty bits that judges are picking up on right now, it's crazy. But you must keep proof that you have actually issued the tenant with a Section 21 notice. Now, you can just fill in, I'm being a bit geeky here, but you can just fill in a N215 form, which effectively states that the tenant was issued this notice using this form on this date by this person. You could just write on the Form 6A who issued the notice, when they issued the notice, and so on. If I was you, my advice to you is to take a photo of you posting that notice through the letterbox. It sounds really cheesy, but if you do that, it adds evidence to protect you. And then once you've done that and that notice period is served, you can then apply for a possession order. Another section notice you can give to a tenant is a Section 8 notice. And that is normally, under normal circumstances, a 2 week notice period in most cases. And you can give that 2 weeks notice period via a Section 8 notice if the tenant is more than 2 months in arrears, or if they're consistently late with their rent, or they've carried out antisocial behaviour, or they don't have the right to rent in this country anymore, or they breach their tenancy contract, that's another one, or they cause damage to the property, then you can issue a Section 8 notice under normal circumstances. Again, the update in November 2020 is that it's 6 months' notice. Again, under normal circumstances, it's 2 weeks. Under these circumstances, with pandemics, COVID-19, blah, 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 it's 6 months' notice. Now, there are some exceptions to that, and I think the government have tried their best here to help out. Again, we could argue whether the government have done right or wrong, but, you know, they're trying. I can see that they're trying. Now, if you have a tenant who has used your property, illegally, i.e. drugs or whatever. If there's a situation where the tenant has used that property illegally, you don't need to give any notice period. You can go straight to court. You serve the Section 8, you give it to them, go to court, just like that. If the tenant has carried out domestic abuse, then I say get rid of them straight away. But, you know, the old days, they might have been different. But right now, you have to give them 2 weeks' notice with a Section 8 notice period. So, yeah, domestic abuse, 2 weeks. If there's antisocial behaviour, it's 4 weeks. And if there's 6 months or more rent arrears, then it's 4 weeks. So for all of those situations, if you've got a tenant who's using the property illegally, carrying out domestic abuse or antisocial behaviour, or is more than 6 months in arrears, then you can issue that Section 8 notice with a lot less notice period. Or if the tenant has no right to rent that property, you've still got to give them 3 months, which is weird. Even in the event of a death of that tenant, you've still got to give 3 months notice. Now, you must get all of these section notice, the Section 21 and the Section 8, you must get those spot on. And it's so easy to get them wrong. I know, for an example, a landlord who went through the whole process. They issued a Section 21, 2 months notice. Then they issued a Section 8, a further 2 week process, a notice. And then they went to court, which took, I think he said something like a month and a half to get to the court. And then went in, judge checked the notice period and kicked it out. Why? Because he was 1 day out on the notice period. And this is a problem I see landlords getting wrong all the time. They issue a section notice and they do the start date until the end date and they put the wrong end date or the wrong start date. So just make sure you're calculating that properly. If you need my help with that, just drop me a message. I'll tell you exactly how to get it spot on. Or do you know what? Speak to my lettings team. My lettings team will manage your tenant out if needs be. We'll take over management of everything. And we have a process. My lettings team have a great process of managing bad tenants out of a property. But just drop me a message. I'll help you out with that. Anyway, there is another route you can go. And preferably, this is ideal for everybody. If you can agree a voluntary termination with your tenant, then your tenant will move out, you get the property back, no one has to go to court, no one has to see out any notice period, you can just agree something with your tenant. Now, as long as you're fair in that process and you give that tenant adequate notice to leave and they agree with you to terminate that tenancy, then great. Get it in writing, please. Make sure it's in actual writing and signed. So once you've given your notice, you've served the section notice you need to serve for the appropriate situation, then you can apply for a possession order, and that is at court. So you just fill out the application through the court system, and then you'll be given a court date. And then when you get to court, the judge will hear your evidence, they'll hear the tenant's evidence if there's an argument, and will decide. Now, if you've carried out all of the compliance, and you've shown the judge all of the right evidence, then the judge will set a date for the tenant to leave that property. If you haven't got the compliance spot on to the letter of the law, all the T's crossed, all the I's dotted and everything, then the judge will literally just say no. And then you're out and you have to start again. It's a real painful thing for landlords. I've seen so many landlords get to court expecting to get a date for the tenant to have to leave, and then the judge just throws it out. Just purely because of maybe the name was spelt wrong on the AST or something silly. But assuming you get that possession order, the judge sets the date for the tenant to leave the property, great. Now, they're not going to set the date for tomorrow, just to pre-warn you. So you might have to wait a month. The judge will decide what the appropriate time frame is for that tenant to leave the property. If the tenant doesn't leave on the date of the possession order, it doesn't mean you get that property back. You then have to get an eviction order. Now, that's where you can use bailiffs to go and remove the tenant on a specific date. And the bailiffs will go in and quite often they'll say to the tenant, right, you've got 2 hours to leave. And that's the date that it's going to be yours once again. You're going to have full access to it and you repossess it. But here's a warning. If you have to go through this whole process of evicting a tenant and you've done your section notices, you've done your eviction orders and possession orders and all of that, you've been to the courts and the judge has said yes, 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 you must get a forwarding address of some description for the tenant. And I'll tell you why in a second, but you can get that from the judge. The judge can actually make sure that the tenant gives a forwarding address. Now, you have to ask for that. A judge won't voluntarily say, oh, by the way, hey, let's get a forwarding address. You will have to ask the judge for that forwarding address. Now, I'll give you an example, actually. Landlord got an eviction date, fantastic. Was really happy because it had been like almost a year of crap with this tenant. Got his eviction order. Got to the property with bailiffs. The tenant had actually left. And they'd smashed the house up. It was terrible. It needed a full refurbishment after this. They'd put holes in the walls. They'd smashed all the doors and the floor. They bashed holes through the floorboards. It was terrible. The windows were smashed. The kitchen was smashed up. All of the cupboards were ripped off the walls and the doors were all snapped up. And the tenant was just being spiteful. Hey, has anybody had experiences like that or know a landlord who's had experiences like that? I'd love to know. Or are you worried about that happening to you? Jeez, it must be a fear for a lot of landlords. Anyway, so look, what you need to do is make sure that when you get to the property, you have all of the evidence you need. You've got the tenant's forwarding address, as much contact information for that tenant as possible, because you might need to go after that tenant afterwards to reclaim your money. And here's a quick thing, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord. If a tenant smashes up your property and it's going to cost you a load of money, they are liable. You should not have to pick up that bill for the sake of just going back to the court and applying for it. There are tracing agents out there that don't cost very much money and will track down these people who deserve everything that's coming to them. So please don't just give in. Don't just allow tenants, bad tenants, to get away with this stuff. You go after your money. It's your money. You're entitled to make profit. It's not your fault that you were smart with your money. Anyway, quick warning about the courts. Courts are going to be backed up. When they start dealing with all of these cases, there's going to be a lack of full-time staff for a start. There are still going to be staff that aren't 100% operational. There's going to be a backlog of cases. Everybody, all landlords that need evictions are going to come out and try and pile into the courts. So you need to make sure that you're allowing a bit of extra time to even just get a court date. Another thing to remember is that courts are going to be more lenient than normal towards tenants. And if a tenant comes in front of the judge and says, hey, I need help, I need support, I'm a victim here, rightly or wrongly, the judge is going to be more lenient. Just because of the current situation with the pandemic, lockdown, all that sort of stuff. So just, I guess I'm telling you that because I want you to make sure you've got a bit of mental preparation that this might be a bit longer of a process than normal. So my advice to you would be to apply now. Now, I know technically you might not be able to get into the courts, but you can apply. And also remember, you can actually apply to a court for collecting debt. So make sure you're not letting people get away with stuff. Make sure you're protecting yourself. Apply now. And you know what? Actually, I should probably mention that I can help out too, if needs be. First of all, like I said earlier on, I do run a landlord-to-landlord property sales service. Now, that might be if you're a landlord and you're having difficulty, sell to another landlord. The tenant might stay in there. There might be property investors out there who are happy to take on your tenant. And I've got a network or a little group of people, landlords, that want to buy properties that are already tenanted. So look, if you feel like you need to sell your buy-to-let property and you don't want to go through that whole process of evicting tenants, then let me know. Just send me a Facebook message. And I'll connect you up with a landlord who wants to buy a tenanted property. Or if you want to buy a tenanted property, let me know as well. And we'll have a quick chat on the phone, see if there's something suitable for you, because I've got quite a few landlords that want to sell. The other thing I mentioned earlier on is use my lettings management team to manage your tenant out of the property. And try to remember that you can be an anonymous landlord here. you withdraw yourself from that process. It doesn't matter whether you're a DIY landlord or not. It doesn't matter whether you're with another agent or not. If you want your letting, if you're with a letting agent, you should use the letting agent to manage out your tenant. If you're not with a letting agent, give me a message, give me a call or an email, and my lettings management team will manage out your tenant. Or, like I said earlier, we'll sell to another landlord. So look, I hope that helps. Just remember that we are in weird times. There's a lot of leniency towards tenants, even bad tenants. But Section 21 notices, 6 months. Section 8 notices, 6 months. Unless it's illegal use of the property, domestic abuse, antisocial behaviour, 6 months or more in arrears, no right to rent or a tenant death. Then you can get the possession order, then the eviction order, and remember, courts are going to be backed up. And don't forget, I've done all this quite quickly. This is just a quick live video. I'm going to be putting this out on the podcast as well. But I'm going to be speaking soon to a lawyer who specialises in tenant evictions. And that hopefully will shed a bit more light on the legal process too. So don't forget, subscribe to the Anonymous Landlord podcast. It is everywhere. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, it's on there. So tune in. There's loads of stuff. I'm pushing towards 100 episodes now. So make sure you tune in for that. There's loads of cool stuff. And that should do me for today. So I'm going to end it there. Thank you very much for joining me. And remember, this is just one more thing. And to be the best version of yourself at one thing, then you need to be the best version of yourself at everything you do. I heard a really good quote the other day. I've said it before, but it is, everything you do is the way you do everything. Something like that. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I hope that helps everybody. And share this round if you know any landlords that are having trouble. If you do know any landlords that are having trouble, get them to send me a message. Get them to give me a call or an email. I'll help out. My whole philosophy is, if you're my customer, great. We'll work together. We'll do good things together. If you're not my customer, I just want to make sure you're getting it right. My name's Tom Soane, and this is the Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.